O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is 2 Timothy 2, verses 1 through 15. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to A Christian's Daily Prayer by Dave Fournier, Jordan Coughlin, and Matt Merker. Each verse follows the same arch-like melody, which rises higher and higher as the words progress. This ensures a triumphant build throughout, supported by percussion and offset with improvisatory mandolin sections.
Timothy 2, verses 1 through 15. You then, my child, be strengthened by the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and what you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. Share in suffering as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No soldier gets entangled in civilian pursuits, since his aim is to please the one who enlisted him. An athlete is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. It is the hardworking farmer who ought to have the first share of the crops. Think over what I say, for the Lord will give you understanding in everything. Remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, the offspring of David, as preached in my gospel, for which I am suffering, bound with chains as a criminal. But the word of God is not bound. Therefore, I endure everything for the sake of the elect, that they also may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. The saying is trustworthy, for if we have died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. Remind them of these things and charge them before God, not to quarrel about words, which does no good, but only ruins the hearers. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth. Oftentimes when we're hyper-focused on an activity, we say that we are in the zone. The zone is a powerful place. When you're in it, it can seem as though nothing else exists. When I'm in the zone, I'm basically dead to the world. Talking to me when I'm there is completely futile, a fact to which my family can attest. Now, in order to get there, we have to decide that the thing that we're focusing on is important. It is worth all of our attention, and so we allow ourselves to shut other things out. Well, Paul, in his letter to Timothy, says that this is something that Christians need to be able to access in their devotion to Jesus. In verse 4, he writes, "No soldier gets entangled in civilian pursuits, since his aim is to please the one who enlisted him." A soldier would not be a very good soldier if he constantly found himself sidetracked by trivial pursuits. When given a task, a soldier must complete it. He is answerable to someone above him. Well, friends, the same is true for us. We've been given tasks as Christians. We are to glorify God, to love our neighbors, to make disciples of all nations. But doing these things requires hard work, focus. And if we're honest with ourselves, we'll have to admit that often our focus is lacking. It's so easy for us to get entangled in, quote, civilian pursuits. Now, many of these pursuits are good, but none of them should distract us from our ultimate aim, to live lives that glorify God. So consider for a moment, are you struggling to get into the zone with your faith? What civilian pursuits might be leading you away from your primary focus? How can you more faithfully follow the one who has given everything for you? Now, if you're tempted towards discouragement, hear Paul's words a little later in verse 13. If we are faithless, he remains faithful. Our standing with God is secure in Jesus. We have hope. We have a future based on his work, not our own. But in light of that, how might you live a life that demonstrates gratitude for the grace that you've been shown? In the next few moments, pray that the Spirit would allow you to see how you could grow in motivation and focus. Let's close now with this ancient prayer. O God, whose nature and property is ever to have mercy and to forgive, receive our humble petitions, and though we are tied and bound with the chain of our sins, yet let the pitifulness of thy great mercy loose us, for the honor of Jesus Christ, our mediator and advocate. Amen.